have been trailing a suspicious Japanese vessel all through the night. It appears to be a hospital ship, but the U.S. Navy has reason to believe that the Tachibana Maru, in fact, is a transport vessel carrying troops and weapons. So this is the plan. The two American destroyers will stop the Japanese ship at daybreak. We'll send 15 unarmed personnel aboard her to investigate. If the Tachibana Maru is what it's supposed to be, the boarding party will leave in peace. But if the ship is what the Navy thinks it is, the destroyer will sink her, whether the Americans on board are able to escape or not. So, as the sun peers over the Pacific horizon, those who have volunteered to board the Tachibana Maru, four officers and 11 sailors, finish writing letters to their families, letters which are to be sent in case the men do not return. The Japanese vessel is radioed to halt. Shortly thereafter, the American boarding party arrives in a dinghy. The Japanese personnel greet them with smiles and with bows. "This is only a hospital ship," the Japanese captain says, through an interpreter. While the American medical officer goes below to inspect the patients, the commanding officer searches for medical supplies, and neither officer finds what he's looking for. The patients, as it turns out, are combat-ready Japanese troops, more than 1,600 of them. The medical supplies, guns, artillery shells, maybe 40 tons of weaponry. The American commanding officer radios back to the destroyers by walkie-talkie, relating his discovery, and then he turns to the captain of the Tachibana Maru, informing him that he's under arrest. Minutes later, before the Japanese are fully aware of what's happened, 70 armed American sailors and Marines are aboard the enemy vessel. But not a shot is fired. That's the wonderful part of this story of the Tachibana Maru. The U.S. Navy takes over and escorts the ship to the nearest Allied port, delivering 40 tons of weapons and ammo and 1,663 prisoners, all of them unharmed. Not a shot's fired. And yet, despite that remarkable and remarkably humane accomplishment, not one person aboard the Connor or the Charette received a medal, nor even a citation. In fact, what they did barely earned them a brief mention in one stateside newspaper, because on the day the Japanese ship was brought into port, other news obscured its capture. Seldom in any wartime throughout history, has such a mercy been recorded. One intemperate command and thousands of lives might have been lost. And yet, because of precision planning and the cooperation of the enemy and a little bit of luck, the United States Navy made one of the biggest POW hauls of the entire war without firing a shot, without spilling a single drop of blood. And this is the first you ever heard about it. Because the day those 1,663 Japanese prisoners were brought mercifully to Morotai, that was August 6, 1945, the same day we dropped the big bomb on Hiroshima. And now you know the rest of the story.
Protecting what matters on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Barry Fisher. Advice and information on protecting what matters most in today's world. Brought to you by Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers and their new associate, Heather Bordan, serving the commercial insurance needs of businesses on the Central Coast.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. PWM is the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life, health, and property. We also explore current events, our history, community, institutions, and local treasures that are notable and worth preserving. This hour's guests are Larry Nicenson and Andy Friedman of Assured Allies. Larry is the Chief Commercial Officer, and Andy is the Development and Brand Strategy Leader. We're going to be talking about why health span and not lifespan is the new well-being metric, how wellness platforms are revolutionizing health insurance and the future care we receive. And just so, for those of you who know, you're going to want, if you're a CalPERS member and a CalPERS long-term care insurance policyholder, you're definitely going to want to hear from Larry and Andy because of their relation of Assured Allies relationship with CalPERS. And then we're going to be talking about tying your health span and wealth span together for a better future. Larry and Andy, welcome to Protecting What Matters.
Thanks for having us, Barry.
Thanks. Good to have you. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. Folks, you can call in with questions or text in with questions as well or comments, 805-238-5775-238-KPRL. Andy, I want to start with you because you told me when we spoke last week that you were the first employee of Assured Allies, about 11 years ago. So tell us a little bit about Assured Allies and what the company does, and then and how it's changed over the years.
Well, first, Barry, thanks again for inviting us on the show. We're really excited to talk to you today and share a little bit more about our story and the types of solutions that we're bringing to the market. Going back, it was just over 8 years ago, I was introduced to the co-founders of Assured Allies, and we came together with a shared mission to make the experience of aging better for all. We didn't really know what that meant. I think we were all going through personal experiences of caregiving in our own lives. Myself or my, at the time, my 90-year-old grandmother who just passed last year. 6 days shy of 100, but we knew that there was a lot of flaws in the system, and we were all coming from different backgrounds. Myself, a consumer marketer, I'd worked for big brands like Visa and General Mills. My co-founders were, one was a physician by training, the other was a technology specialist who had sold a prior company. And we stumbled into the world of long-term care insurance as a place where we thought there was ripe for innovation. The reality is that we discovered that only 6% of adults over 60 have long-term care insurance coverage, but everyone probably needs this type of support as they age. And so we saw a market that could use some help, and that's what we've been working to build. So we've assembled a team of clinicians, researchers, data scientists, marketers who have been bringing wellness solutions to life over the last 8 years, and we're happy to share that with you today.
Well, thanks. And really, just before I go to Larry, or Larry can answer this question too. Larry, you and I go back almost 10 years now in insurance world. Tell us again, tell us about why you moved from an insurance company to a wellness company, and then what Assured Allies is really trying to accomplish, and, you know, in the bullet point sense.
Absolutely. And it's hard to believe it's been a decade. I don't think you and I should stack our years in the industry together. I think that might be a scary number. It only took me 30 years to figure out if I wanted to bring any sort of change and innovation to the insurance industry. I needed to leave the carrier space where I had spent my entire career and move over to the innovation side, to the startup and technology side. And Assured Allies is on a mission. It was an inspiring mission that they started, which was to help people figure out what I describe as the financing of aging. How are people going to pay to grow old? And I know in a little bit later we're going to talk about the baby boomers and the shift in the way they've moved the markets. But suffice to say that Assured Allies is here to help people figure out how to both age well and live independently for as long as they can, and how to save money in such the way that when it comes time to pay for this care, they've accumulated enough money to be able to pay to have the help they need to live as long as they can on their own. And when I heard that mission, and Mary, you can appreciate that I've probably heard in my carrier days 500-plus pitches from companies that had an idea. Assured Allies was the first one I had ever heard that as I was peeling back the layers and asking more questions, I was getting more excited and finding more real material stuff underneath, not just a pitch deck. And it was inspiring enough for me to leave that side of the business after 30 years.
So am I correct in saying that basically Assured Allies you're really a vendor to insurance companies in the long-term care insurance space, but really the health insurance space, okay? and you help the insurance companies keep their clients healthier so they age better, right? and more successfully. I mean, is that putting it in a nutshell?
Yeah, that's a great description. I think the reality is we often get asked by consumers, and when we get into the CalPERS partnership, we'll talk a little bit more about how this works. But I think there's a lot of shared interests here. If you talk to most people and ask them where and how they want to age, they want to age independently at home.
Right.
That's a shared universal desire. And I think this is something that we've studied a lot of the science in aging, and the reality is that most disability is avoidable, preventable, treatable, or at a minimum, adaptable. You can adapt to your environment and your situations to make it easier to maintain your independence for as long as possible. And so there is an incentive for insurance companies to help provide programs like the ones we offer that benefit the consumer, benefit the policyholder, because they're able to achieve their goals. And transparently, it also helps reduce the cost for the carrier. And that's where it's really a win-win for both parties.
So obviously we've heard a lot about wellness since the MAHA movement, the Make America Healthy Again movement, but you guys came before that. So why has wellness really, you know, taken off in this country? In your thoughts, how has it changed? How has it taken off and moved forward?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think it's encouraging to see wellness become more of a universal trend, and it's something that we believe has a lot of longevity, pun intended there. We see a couple key drivers. One is that we're living in an era that has drastically changing demographics, which are reshaping the way we think about care and the societal impact of an aging population. The reality is that we do not have the proper supports in place to accommodate the 10,000 people who are turning 65 every day as they age. And the burden of that is often being felt in ways that you don't want or wouldn't expect. A lot of that's being placed on family caregivers. That was part of our personal motivation to starting Assured Allies. And that coupled with the fact that 80 to 90% of negative health outcomes are largely driven by what's called social determinants of health, environmental factors, that if identified earlier can be treatable. There's a real logical financial motivation for why wellness just makes sense. I think to add one more dimension is that longevity, more broadly speaking, has become very popular in certain circles. You're seeing lots of influencers and different products coming on the market to think about how we can all age well for as long as possible. Now, what we see in that is a lot of the longevity movement has been co-opted by younger demographics. Millennials and Gen Z are really all in on the longevity trend. And we see a gap there. We see an opportunity to really think about what we'll call the long in longevity, which is like, how do you make sure that you're supporting those later years and making them as great as possible? And so I think the combination of the fact that a lot of these things, our disability as we grow, some of that is avoidable. The reality is that if we don't treat it, there's going to be significant costs for society and governments to bear, really leads to this moment where, well before MAGA became kind of or MAHA became the popularized term, we've seen that opportunity for many years.
Yeah, and I think, Barry, there's a little bit more than that. I agree wholeheartedly, of course, with everything Andy said. But I think that there's also the demographic shift that we think of as the baby boomers moving through life cycle. That's also a driver of all things longevity-based. Like, we think of there was a Wall Street Journal article, for those that read the journal, back on the 13th, that talked about boomers are turning 80, now they want to change old age. And I think that that's a driver of everything we've seen for the past 80 years, starting, you know, in the 40s, where they reshaped what it meant to want to be a homeowner for their parents. They reshaped what children's toys and children's clothes, how they reshaped the gaming industry. As they got older, they reshaped what the teenage years and television and radio and all of the life cycles that the boomers have gone through because of the great size and wealth that they've both accumulated in their parents, the Silent Generation, spent on their behalf, has reshaped consumerism and all of the adjacent marketplaces. And now that they're turning 80, that has led to a boom in longevity as well, right? You look at both in the 55 and older communities, you look at the surge in older age athletics. I'll lean into the pickleball trend for just a second. Although Andy's much younger, he's a pickleball player. We'll lean into a part of that. They've reshaped every market as they've come through their cycles. Longevity is only the latest of those trends that they're shaping.
Well, I think what's interesting to me is it cuts across so many of the different topics that we're dealing with, cultural, ideological, technological. There's so many fascinating aspects of the wellness thing that I think it captivates a lot of people. What do you guys think?
You're 100% right. Look, you know that I've done, I don't know how many seminars and consumer talks over my career, and I always start with this question. You know, how many people, by a show of hands, can't wait to move into a nursing home? And, of course, it's a provocative question. And only once did I get a hand that went up, and it was somebody who was trying to be a little bit of a wise guy. But the reality of it is nobody wants to move as they age. They want to live in place. They want to live independently. They have this vision of themselves living the lifestyle they've always dreamt and worked their careers through in order to get to, and they just didn't know how to do it. Today, we live in a world where we can hyper-personalize what wellness looks like, show people that even with small, minor alterations, they can age well, they can adapt to their environment, we can recraft housing now in such a way that nobody has to choose or have a nursing home chosen for them. And everybody wants to live the lifestyle they want to, and thankfully we live in a world that they can choose that. As long as they start sooner rather than later, and that's really what Andy was leaning into, this idea of how early can we get people to start to make small, tiny shifts in behavior that have dramatic impact on bending that curve.
Yeah, just to build on Larry's point there, I think it is all about these small steps, and we've had the privilege of being able to support tens of thousands of program members in our wellness programs over the last 8 years. And when you talk about their motivations, of course they don't tell us that their main motivation is to move into a nursing home, but they also aren't talking about how they want to run a marathon, even though some of them may. It's about, I want to be able to play with my grandkids, as I age, or I want to be able to make sure that I'm able to kind of go hiking with my spouse on that trip that we've been planning on taking. And I think those are the realistic goals that we work to help consumers achieve. How can we put in place the plan? And I think that is, it makes wellness far more accessible and real to an individual's life.
How have misconceptions about Medicare and other government programs clouded people's thinking about aging?
Yeah, it's quite frankly, it's the single biggest blocker of people making a proactive move on their own. The misconception that Medicare will cover their aging needs is something we as an industry have been trying to undo for decades. And it's a little bit like bailing out the Titanic with a soup spoon, if you will. People continue to think, no matter how much information is out there, that Medicare is the magic elixir. Once they hit 65, all of their needs will be taken care of. And the reality of it is we know that Medicare has a very limited use around non-medical needs. The quality of life, the activities of daily living are not covered by Medicare, but most people believe they are. And frankly, I think the states, for some reason, considering that they're the backstop to all of this, you think they would do a better job of getting that news out there, but they also don't do a great job of redirecting some of this educational need back to the very folks that are dependent on that Medicare system.
It's interesting. You didn't hear our first half hour, but a young man called in. We were talking about all the Medicare and Medicaid fraud that's going on and being uncovered in the various different states. And he was a young guy, and he basically said, well, it seems to me that when we have all this fraud, the people that really need these services never get them. I said, that's the whole point. And again, maybe the government is trying to take on too much in its role in providing this. And I don't know what the answer is there, but you know, you guys, we shared these reports here together. And in the last few minutes in this segment, I'd like you to touch on this. On page 5 of the Milliken Longevity Ready report, they talk about the dimensions of planning for aging, you know, health, social connection, finances, care support systems, home environment, and community. So these are the core elements of aging well. You guys want to touch on any of these before we move into the break?
Yeah, we think about these different pillars of aging well as core kind of the way we support any individual we work with. I think stepping back for a second, there's an important construct that we can quickly touch on, which is the difference between lifespan and health span.
Mm-hmm.
And just to define some of those terms, lifespan obviously is the number of years that we will live. Health span, which is the more important metric to most individuals, is how many of those years will we live well? Will we live in healthy status? And there's increasingly a gap for many, and some of those are driven by kind of the growth and things like dementia and Alzheimer's, other chronic conditions. But the goal is, how do we extend health span, not extend lifespan? And that's really where I think most of these kind of innovations are taking place. And a lot of those do come into these different dimensions of aging well that you touched on.
I hear the bumper music, so let's take this on the other side of the break, okay, Andy?
Sounds perfect.
All right, guys, I'm going to put you on hold. And folks, I'll be back with Andy Friedman and Larry Nicenson of Assured Allies. We're talking about aging well. And so please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. A two-week truce between the U.S. and Iran is set to expire unless the two sides renew it. Time, though, running out. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House.
The president believes that Iran will have to negotiate because he says he does not want to extend this ceasefire without some semblance of an agreement. The president also said if no deal is reached, the bombing will resume.
Vice President J.D. Vance was expected to lead U.S. negotiations with Iran and Pakistan tomorrow, but that trip appears to be on hold, according to the AP. An Iranian spokesperson says Tehran still hasn't decided whether it will attend. Federal Reserve Chair nominee Kevin Warsh addressing concerns President Trump could influence Fed policies.
I'm committed to ensuring that the conduct of monetary policy remains strictly independent.
Warsh before the Senate Banking Committee today. Trump named him to replace current Fed Chair Jerome Powell. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with Larry Nicenson and Andy Friedman of Assured Allies. You can call or text with questions, 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. So, Andy, you were touching on these various components of, you know, I guess it's really the care that, you know, all the various, the interplay of the various different things. You want to wrap that up before we go into the CalPERS program?
Yeah, of course. And I think the one thing that we didn't get to in those pillars is really the financial wellness aspect.
Correct.
And that brings in a new concept to touch on, which is this idea of we talked about lifespan and health span and the gap between them. As we look at the challenge in the market, we also look at wealth span and the gap between health span and wealth span. And so it's great if you can extend the number of healthy years that you have, but how are you going to fund your additional years, whether they're healthy or unhealthy? And I think this is another problem that we think financial planning plays in a critical role in, which is, well, how do you ensure that you have the protection should you need care, and what does that look like? I think Larry touched on this when talking about some of the misconceptions around Medicare and the safety net that exists or does not exist for most individuals. And we're really fortunate to be working with carriers like CalPERS and be able to provide our program to the fortunate individuals who have a long-term care insurance policy with CalPERS. But we also have innovation that's trying to bring new products to market that might be able to help that gap as well. I'm so happy to talk about both of those.
Yeah, so this is a great segue into what you're doing with CalPERS. This is a fairly recent development. I think it all came together last year based on my research. Tell us a little bit about how you guys connected with CalPERS and what you're doing with them.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's hard to believe, but it's been almost 2 years since we've been live with our program with CalPERS. And with CalPERS, they really were forward-thinking. They saw the opportunity to provide more support to their policyholders and be there in advance of increasing need. So this kind of idea of providing a wellness program, we call it the Age Assured Program that we offer to all CalPERS long-term care policyholders over the age of 75, where they're all eligible to get support through our health coaching program. And with CalPERS, they put out an RFP. They took a wide look at different providers. We were fortunate to be selected, and the response we've gotten has been really, really great to hear. Larry can even share an experience where we were at a board meeting with CalPERS a couple years ago, was it last year?
It was last year.
And we had, do you want to share the story of the person who called in?
Yeah, it was fantastic. And we had the pleasure of being out at a board meeting presenting both the early results and some of the anecdotal comments that we've gotten from members who had called in, who we've helped, and we've got some stuff that we can share later. But we wrapped up our session and we were just about to walk out. And for those that aren't familiar with the way CalPERS works, they have a live call-in, and so members can call into this open board meeting. And although it seemed like a plant at the time, it really was just a member from CalPERS that called in and essentially said to the board and everybody else who was listening, "This is the greatest program I've ever participated in. Their coaching is incredible. It's motivating. It's one of the best programs we've ever heard from CalPERS," is what the CalPERS member was saying. And me and our team members that were there had the pleasure of hearing it in front of the board and smiling at the board and getting that recognition of things that matter to us, right? We're here to not just create a wellness program that looks good on a website, but to help impact and influence in a positive way members' lives. And this particular member was happy to call in and share that. It was perfect timing.
Yeah, and just to give you a little bit more context and share with your listeners exactly what does it look like to be a part of a program like Age Assured, we really use the coaching model not just to identify the problems that an individual might be facing, but work together to figure out how do we solve those and continue to work with them until we feel like we have the proper support in place. So as an example, we may be speaking to someone who really wants to kind of be continuing to do the daily household chores that we all either love or despise, vacuuming, cleaning the kitchen, what have you. But in talking to one of our health coaches, it may come up that they're still using a plug-in Hoover vacuum that weighs over 100 pounds. And that's not the best thing if you're lugging that up and down stairs a couple times a week. And so we may have an opportunity to ship them a lightweight cordless vacuum, which is a small cost, a small incremental change to their life, but can really reduce the risk of falls. Another situation.
Beats the hell out of caring for somebody that falls down a flight of stairs with a 100-pound vacuum in their hand, huh?
Absolutely. And what we often find is that when we share these things, it wasn't that individuals didn't realize they had a challenge. They just were unaware that they could do something different. Mm-hmm. Another one of our favorite things that we can provide to members is a product called the Handy Bar. The Handy Bar is a grab bar for your car. It literally fits in. If next time in your car, you can look down and you can see there's a little metal clip by your seat, and we can just plug this in and help someone get in and out. It's something we used with my own grandmother, just to help her get it out. It gave her a sense of independence. She didn't need me helping her get in and out of the car, and it provides that same risk of falls. I think there's so many of these different types of products out there, and sometimes people just need someone to tell them about them and help put them in their hands so they can start seeing the benefits.
So I'm looking at the PowerPoint that's on the CalPERS website about Age Assured. And so basically, let's unpack this. So this is for policyholders, long-term care insurance policyholders with PERS. At what age does it kick in? When can people start utilizing this program?
Yeah, so they can start using it at age 75.
Okay.
They receive a communication, a mailing from our program about kind of their eligibility, and then they can simply call in, or we actually put in place a prepaid mailer that they can mail back, kind of an onboarding questionnaire, and that's how they get started. We have a phone number. People can call and speak to the coaches anytime, but it's pretty easy, and we're seeing great response and engagement, and as Larry shared, the types of feedback that we're getting from CalPERS policyholders has been incredible.
And so the goal is to reduce the incidence of disability and keeping people independent longer. Is that correct?
That's a great way to frame it. It's kind of what we're working to measure with CalPERS, but from the consumer perspective, it's really to make sure that they get access to all the support they need to age the way they want. Mm-hmm.
And then I see, I think, why don't you take a few minutes to describe the program pillars? Because I think this is really important for people to understand how this all fits together.
Yeah. So going back, we talked a little bit earlier in the show about kind of the different challenges that might be, different opportunity areas that people face as they age. And mm-hmm. I think with the Age Assured program, we're really trying to focus on different things related to activities of daily living. So dressing, bathing, nutrition, these are fall risk. We're trying to make sure that we can do whatever we can to support individuals prior to kind of the need, prior to the event. So it could be some of the examples I gave around the lightweight vacuum or the handy bar. It could be trying to make adjustments to their home environment, providing durable medical equipment like a walker or a grabber or a raised toilet seat to make those types of different daily activities a little bit easier for individuals. But it's all about trying to reduce risk. Risk of things like falls, risk of caregiver burnout. Often we're working with individuals who have a family member, a spouse, or an adult child who's supporting them. The more we can help increase the independence of the person they're caring for, the more respite and ability they have to continue to provide that invaluable service. And so we think about those things as different ways that we can help guide someone to the right solution for them.
And I think just to add one little bullet, I think the important part, what we've learned, not just through CalPERS, but through all of our Age Assured and Never Stop programs, is that personalized interventions are what really matters. And sending somebody the cookie cutter approach, Barry, doesn't work. They need to know that they're speaking with somebody who understands the individual nature of their position. And when we're working in coaching with a CalPERS member or any of our other Age Assured or Never Stop members, right, we get very granular with them. What is it that we can do to help you? And that feeling that we're along with them on this journey, whether it's episodal, trying to get them from A to B, or if it's a longer ranged goal, really helping them make these small incremental changes, they know that we're doing it really in a personalized way, and it makes all the difference in the world.
How does the coaching occur? I mean, is it all basically by phone or by Zoom meetings? I mean, what does that look like for people?
Yeah, so in the CalPERS program specifically, most of that is telephonic, so people can call in, speak to a live health coach at kind of pre-published hours. We try to be accessible all throughout the day. But we're kind of continuing to innovate there. So in the future, you can imagine, and we already have some programs live. Larry will talk a little bit more about our Never Stop program, where we have more digital engagement, where you can either do a live Zoom call or even interact through our app with the digital experience. But just to be specific for the CalPERS, it's mostly through telephonic coaching relationships.
You want to touch on the whole wearables thing, Larry? I have a reluctance. I'm constantly getting these offers for an app to monitor me for this or monitor me for that. I'm concerned always about the privacy aspects of that. Are you seeing good adoption of wearables and other, app-driven tools in what you're doing?
So first of all, the answer is yes. And Barry, I'm going to let you in on some really terrible news. They already know everything they need to know,
know
about you, right?
I don't want to make it easy for them.
Right. There's no coming off the grid at all. And truthfully, people are getting more and more, continuously more and more comfortable with the sharing of information. What many studies have shown is it's not so much the sharing of information, it's the what is the gatherer of that information doing with it and how does it help or hurt me. And what we see, whether it's the Oura Ring, whether it's the newest version of the Apple Watch or anything in between, when you can show people that adoption equals healthier outcomes, they seem certainly in our program, very, very comfortable with it. I'll give you just one tangible example. In our Never Stop program, when we launched that with Equitrust going on 4 years ago, we included a Fitbit wearable device for all members. And the idea behind that Fitbit was that it would share some of their health data, some of their exercise data with us. And the goal in that was really to help use that to help craft better wellness programs. And the members needed to sign an agreement form in order to be able to use the Fitbit with us. And I don't recall the exact statistic, but we had something around a 90 or 95% pro signing. We only had a very few that wouldn't, and of course in those cases we gave them something else. But I think when we explained to people why they needed to agree to this and what the benefit would be, in that small anecdotal example, they for the vast majority were comfortable with it.
Yeah, the only thing I'd add, Barry, is I think the increase of adoption of wearables, we continue to see widespread growth in that space. I think there's not only the benefits of sharing data, I think increasingly these products also kind of can be lifesavers when it comes to kind of fall risk and fall alerts. They're basically the new purse type of solution. But I think we see that the data alone is not sufficient. Knowing how many hours you slept or how many steps you took on its own isn't going to necessarily change behavior, which is why we believe that kind of the coaching element, that human touch, is a critical element. Without one, the other will not be sufficient. So even though we're seeing increase and we promote usage of wearables and we're encouraged, I'm not sure if you're familiar, but Medicare has launched a new program called the Access Program under CMS, where they just approved the initial 150 health providers and wearable companies that can be funded through Medicare.
And
that's a great innovation.
Yeah.
But our fundamental belief still stands. It's like giving someone the wearable isn't sufficient to change their risk profile, their outcomes. You need more. And so I think there's going to be a lot of people coming together to solve those types of challenges.
Yeah, I mean, with all of this stuff, it's kind of a self-actualization. You have to self-actualize on something and get into it to make it valuable for yourself, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Exactly. Real quickly, I just want one more question on CalPERS. I see from this presentation, and again, this may be older, you had a great initial response rate in the first 6 months of the program. Are you getting, is that continuing? Are you getting more and more policyholders using the Age Assured program with CalPERS?
Yeah. I think we see, the answer is yes, we continue to see more increased adoption, and I think that comes from a couple different areas. One is the fact that we continue to remind them. It may have been that you didn't see, we all get, information in the mail, but we don't always respond to it. I think the more important reason why we get increased adoption is that people's lives change.
Yeah.
Something that wasn't relevant to them 6 months ago, all of a sudden I kind of had a change in my life and now it's relevant. So that's why this is a long-term partnership we have with CalPERS, because we know that every year people's needs will change and we want to be with them for that journey.
So before we go to the break, and then Larry, if you want, or Andy, before we can go hit it after the break, let's talk about the Never Stop program, because this is something that I think is really important, because, if you stop moving, you're dead. I mean, so this is really a program to help people moving. And I think this is and getting to the point where, I live out in the country and I continually every day try to do weed whacking and brush clearance and that kind of stuff just to keep moving. And it ain't getting any easier for me, but I know how important it is. So let's talk about this how Never Stop works and what kind of results you're seeing from this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll give you a little bit of a teaser and then we can come back to it afterwards if we don't get through it all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To Andy's point in the earlier conversation about our CalPERS Age Assured program, that's amazing for those that are over age 75. For those that are over 75 and in a long-term care plan with CalPERS, this is an incredible program for them. But it prompted a question from our board and from our clients and advisors that essentially said, if you can make such dramatic changes to somebody in 75 and 76 and 77, what could you do if we started earlier? What if we got to people at age 50? What if we got to people at age 55? What would that look like? And that created the beginning of what we would call our Never Stop Wellness Rewards program. And this Never Stop Wellness Rewards program is embedded inside of new products, new long-term care-based products that are in the market. We have one that's in market today currently with Equitrust Life Insurance Company called the Bridge product. It is not, I'm just going to give you the disclaimer, it's not yet approved in the state of California. It was filed 3 years ago, so I'm optimistic that at some point before I retire, we're going to see an approval in California on this. But that remains to be seen. But it is approved in 46 states, and that asks a slightly different paradigm, as I mentioned. So that paradigm is, how do we help people in their 50s and 60s reshape what their aging looks like? So it's less about providing grab bars in the shower. It's less about how do we help people transfer from the bed, get out of bed and make their first steps in the morning. This is about how do we keep them active? How do we keep them involved? How do we make sure that people who are aging can age successfully by keeping themselves motivated, active, engaged, whether it's through volunteerism, whether it's on cognitive or physical? There's about 150 different areas of wellness that the Never Stop Wellness Rewards program focuses in on. And what's amazing is that we had a very concierge-heavy program, right, and where people were calling in and scheduling sessions to speak live to a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found in this demographic is they said, this is amazing, but I want to do it on my own.
Hmm.
I want to be able to do the research. I want to be able to self-serve myself. And so we launched it shortly, a couple of months ago, and we're going to talk about it, Barry, on the other side of
yes.
it. We'll give you some great details.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to put you on hold, guys. And we will be back in about 3 minutes with Larry Nissenson and Andy Friedman from Assured Ally. So stand by.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A volatile trading session with stocks accelerating losses before the closing bell and ending lower as investors look for clarity on Middle East developments ahead of a ceasefire deadline. Middle East tensions offsetting strong earnings. Former Fed Governor Kevin Warsh, President Trump's pick to lead the central bank, was in the hot seat today and testified before the Senate Banking Committee. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were in the red, with tech and industrials the worst performers, while energy was the only gainer. And United Health Group shares jumped 7% after the health insurer reported first quarter results that substantially beat Wall Street expectations. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Sherwin-Williams, and Honeywell. The Dow falling 293 points, the Nasdaq lower by 144, S&P 500 down 45. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Progressive presents Heroes That Keep Truckers Going. Today's hero, the Rest Up Bathroom Custodian. Is there toilet paper? No. Paper towels? No. Clean stalls? Also no. But the soap dispenser is full, and that counts for something. Thanks, hero. Know what else keeps truckers going? Progressive's expanded cargo protection through their enhanced Cargo Plus coverage. Get a quote at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms, limits, and conditions. Not available in California.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with Larry Nicenson, Chief Commercial Officer, and Andy Friedman, Corporate Development and Brand Strategy Leader for Assured Allies. You can call in or text with questions, 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. Next week's show is going to be all Paso Robles for 90 minutes. We're going to be speaking with Paul Sloan, who's the Economic Development Manager of the city of Paso Robles, and one of the primary topics I want to unpack with him is our proposed spaceport here in Paso Robles. And then also for 90 minutes, we're going to have Chris Bosch, who's District 2 Paso Robles City Council member, and he's got a lot of great stuff to bring us up to date on what's happening here in Paso Robles. So don't miss that show next week. Okay, Larry and Andy, finish up real quickly on Never Stop, on the Never Stop program. When you say a younger demographic, describe that. What is that? As opposed to 75, what are you going down to now?
We start our current product, again, Bridge by Equitrust, is available to anybody over the age of 50.
Okay.
So that's, think 50 to 80. And we have another product in development right now that actually skewers even a little bit younger. Somewhere between 40 and 45 up to age 80. So we're really trying to stretch out and greatly increase the impact, the positive impact on aging through wellness for that younger segment.
So I'm looking at the your website here, and it's assuredallies.com, folks, for anybody who wants to go visit the website, but to give us the you got, looks like you have four primary categories, you know, meeting people, you know, engagement, simplifying science, aging well, and personalized support. Do you want to unpack any of the aspects of any of those four right now?
Yeah, I think a couple things. One, to go back to what Larry was saying, we're using age here as kind of a different element, but at the reality, we all know that age is just a proxy for kind of where we are. We never are as old as we are. We feel much younger. My parents are in their mid-70s, and they're currently hiking somewhere in Singapore.
Wow.
And I aspire to that kind of trajectory for myself. And so for the way we think about wellness, it's really the personalization that we talked about earlier is the critical element. Whatever matters most to you today is what we want to be there to support, and that could be adapting to kind of some condition or change in your life. It could be preparing for playing catch with your grandchild. And so I think that's when we think about the dimensions. You know, we would encourage any of your listeners to check out our Never Stop website as well, www.neverstop.com. Where you can learn more about kind of how we take that approach of small, meaningful steps that lead to big results. And in that program, we have over 150 different healthy actions that someone can take. Back to those pillars that we talked about earlier in the call, it could be about getting your home in the right environment. It could be kind of your nutrition, your sleep, whatever matters to you. And really thinking about both the science, that human support, and then rewarding people for participating. So in the case of the Bridge product, we may be able to increase your amount of insurance coverage, but there might be other rewards that we can provide, whether it's wearables or other things that might be offered to the policyholder.
Are you giving any thought to creating a standalone service?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's increasingly what we hear from the members is, hey, my neighbor wants this program. How can I get them access? And so it's a conversation we're very actively starting to have. So it doesn't just need to be. Today, the only way you can get access to NeverStop is by buying Bridge, but we hope that's changing very shortly with some of the new relationships that Larry touched on and new partnerships that can make NeverStop available. At the end of the day, we think everyone should have access to the right support to age well. NeverStop, if that's the solution, we want to make that as readily available as possible.
Yeah, it really sounds like a great program. Any other things you look in your crystal ball, if you can share anything, what you're looking at for future projects and what people can and look forward to as you guys go into development on new things?
Yeah, I would say that we are looking to double down on our belief that we need to help people both with aging well and the financing of that aging. As Andy mentioned earlier, only single-digit percentage of those over the age of 65 have long-term care coverage. We continue to believe that aging well is important, but having a separate pool of money put aside is just as important, so that we're controlling two of the levers, one around funds to bring care in when you need it, and the other is to push out the need as long as we can to bring that caregiving support in-house. And we're continuing to develop new products, some of them at the retail space, some of them through worksites, so think employee benefit plans. Every place that employees and consumers, aging consumers congregate, we want to have a product and a service that matches their need in that location. And ultimately, if we can create sort of the Hollywood Squares approach of covering all of the squares, we believe that we can help as many people as possible age successfully and live independently for as long as they can.
Well, it's really all about literacy. So it's health literacy and financial literacy, really, which is something that, you know, we've talked about for years, and it's very, very important. So, folks, again, it's neverstop.com. You may want to check that out. And Larry and Andy, we always have lots to talk to, so come back again soon, okay?
We sure will, Barry. Thank you so much.
We'll stay in touch. Thank you. Folks, we'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the rain. Take care.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters the Most with Barry Fisher. Send your questions and show topic ideas to barry@blazinbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.